Your mother was born here. What has been your mother's occupation? Occupations, maybe more than one.
My mother worked here at Bates College for 42, 43 years as a registrar.
Okay, so she was the college registrar.
Yes, she was the assistant to the registrar. Then she was appointed to be the registrar because she hadn't graduated from college. She dropped out to have a son, me. And then they finally made her the registrar because you have to have a college degree to become a registrar.
Okay. All right. And if you just speak up just a little
bit. Okay, don't you?
And so you're a native of Lewiston. Where did you go to elementary school?
We lived in Auburn until 1955. I went to Lake Street School. Then I moved to Lewiston. We went to Fowell School. Then from Fowell to Jordan Elementary, which is now closed. And then to Lewiston High School.
Okay. So you lived in Auburn for a certain period of time. And then
5 years.
5 years, and then you moved to Lewiston.
Right.
Okay. Again, did you mention your high school? What high school?
I went to Lewiston High School.
Lewiston High School.
Yes.
Great. And did you go to college or university?
I went to MCI, Maine Central Institute, postgrad for 1 year, and I went to the University of Maine for 1 year.
Okay, in Orono?
Yes.
Okay. And what did you study?
Mostly having a good time. I was a little immature to be at college.
Now, again, this is a little bit of repetition, but did your parents attend college or university?
I seriously doubt if my father did. My mother went to college for either 1 or 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not exactly sure how many years.
Can you recall which college?
I have no idea.
Okay, all right. And do you have any children?
No.
No, okay. All right, the next questions I'd like to ask you concern labor. That's one of the themes of the Oral History Project. What types of jobs have you held, and perhaps what companies or what general types of jobs have you held?
Okay, I worked at the Bates Mill for a couple months before I went to the service, after I dropped out of college. I worked there about a month or so after I come back, came out of the service. For 9 years, I installed automatic sprinkler systems for Eastern Fire Protection Company, which later became High Point Sprinkler Company. When they went non-union, I left. I worked for various sprinkler companies throughout Maine and New Hampshire. Worked at Bath Iron Works for 7 or 8 months. After that, I became a Title I teacher at Jordan Elementary School. Later, transferred to Lewiston Middle School when they closed Jordan, so I did that for 19 years. I coached football at Lewiston High for 5 years, at Lewiston Middle School for 2 years, at Bates College for 7 years, I do believe. I also umpired baseball games for 25 years. I left Lewiston Middle School February 3rd, 1997, to come here to Bates as the head athletic equipment manager. That's about it.
All right, well, that's a lot right there. Let me ask you about the Bates Mill, because one of the reasons for the project and one of the questions that we have about African Americans who have lived in Lewiston and Auburn is how do they fit into the history of the mills in the area, because the mills are such an important part of the history, and we oftentimes, and we know a lot about the Franco-American population and their work in the mills, but I think in some ways African Americans, at least if they've not been overshadowed, we just have not been aware. So you worked at Bates Mill for a relatively short period of time, but can you talk about that experience?
I was a cloth doffer, which means I took the cloth off the machines and took it up to the sewing room where they fitted it all together. Really wasn't that glamorous a job.
Right, right. And that's called again a cloth?
Cloth doffer.
Doffer?
Yeah, D-O-F-F-E-R.
Okay. And so the materials that you were carrying or you're taking off from one point to another point, they were materials that were going to be used in the production of what garments?
Bedspreads.
Bedspreads.
Yeah, I do believe it was bedspreads. That's quite a long time ago
okay.
I did that.
Right, right.
Really don't know exactly. I'm pretty sure they were bedspreads.
Okay. Right. And you also were a teacher.
Yes, I was a Title I teacher, which is like a teacher's aide job.
Okay.
I did that for 19 years. 5 years at Jordan and the next 14 at Lewiston Middle School.
Okay. So what can you talk about that experience? maybe what motivated you to become a teacher and some reflections on that?
What motivated me to become a teacher was the fact that I got a job coaching football at Lewiston High School. A friend of mine, I was working in Lawrence, Massachusetts, sprinkling Lawrence High School, which is their colors are blue and white. I went to lunch one day with the boss, and we were talking about what we wanted to do for other jobs once we got done. And I mentioned that I wanted to become a football coach. He wanted to become a baseball coach. I came home that weekend, and the football coach found me and offered me a job. And so I accepted the football job. Then I needed to find a job to do something else because you just can't live on coaching football at high school level. So I became a Title I teacher with the idea of just staying 1 year, but I stayed 19 years. The job wasn't structured so that I had to do a certain thing at a certain time. I helped kids with reading and math problems, history problems, sometimes just basically being a unpaid counselor. So I was working with kids who needed some extra help, and it was a good job for me.
And you were there for a long time, so did you find it rewarding?
I found it very rewarding, especially at Jordan Elementary School. It was a small school, small staff. Lewiston Middle School was a little bit different. There were some attitudes from teachers that had to be changed to make the school more friendly, which some of us from Jordan did. It was very good, but after, 13 years, I'd had enough.
And how would you say you were received as a teacher?
Oh, no problem. Fine.